He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 495. I am sorry about last week. We had all kinds of insane technical difficulties, if you will, in our main studio, not here, our main studio. The computer actually caught on fire while they were recording. So a long story short, they had to come to my studio and take my video production machine, and I had to go down there and help them out, and it was a gigantic mess. Fortunately, we were able to rescue everything, and the new parts arrived yesterday, and they are replacing the motherboard, the power supply, and the hard drive. And also, very fortunately, we had everything backed up. So remember, always back up your stuff. Today we're going to take a look at an alternative to the cameras that we've been looking at, which are primarily Wi-Fi cameras, security cameras. Today we're going to take a peek at a wired type of camera unit called CCTV. That's the type of cameras that they are, and these are wired by cables. So what you need to know is that these systems are extremely reliable, and I will say they are more reliable than any of the Wi-Fi cameras that we've discussed, including the Blink, the Arlo, even the Wyze cameras, which I still think are number one. But this is another option, and the reason you may want this option, quite frankly, is because you need something that's 100% dependable. If the Wi-Fi goes down, the Wi-Fi component of your internet, those cameras are useless. These types of cameras have a physical wire going from the camera actually back to the router. So there's a wire that ties in there, and you don't have to worry about the Wi-Fi signal being impeded by bad weather, yada, yada, yada. That said, of course, if the internet goes out, then there's no way to see the camera whatsoever. And I don't care what kind of camera system you have. If there's no internet, there's no way of transmitting that, if you will. So let's take a look at what I have come up with. This company is called Anke, A-N-N-K-E, Anke, and they make a bazillion different types of products for this type of a smart security system. I find these products to be extremely reliable, and their warranty is great. Their tech support is insanely good. And the thing that you might want to keep in mind with these units are they are extremely affordable. So let's just take a look at the overview, and I'm just using Amazon, and this is not the only brand. There are probably 50, 60 different brands out there, and they're all pretty much the same, but look at the price of this. Now this includes a video recorder, which is called a DVR. This unit, you put a hard drive in. Some come with a hard drive, and anywhere from a 2 terabyte drive up, and you have to install this unless you're buying the box that has the hard drive built in. But these DVRs, digital video recorders, work 24/7. You can easily map out what area of the camera or cameras you want to screen in. So if someone walks in front of your driveway, or these cameras are able to be hooked up both indoors and outdoors. Again, remember, you need a physical connection, a wire that goes from the camera back into this DVR device. But the point I'm going to make here, for $105.99, let's call it 106 smackaronis, you are going to get four cameras and the DVR and some wire to wire these. That is an incredible buy when you think about it. Now, I know we're all asking, or you're all asking, you know, are these cameras any good? How do they compare to the Wi-Fi cameras? Well, what I've done for you today is I've actually set up two cameras. One is actually the ones that we're looking at, these Anki cameras. And right next to it, I actually put the other Verge camera that we talked about many weeks ago, which is a Wi-Fi camera. And we're going to look at these, looking at the same portion of the driveway, so you can judge the quality. So let's talk a little bit more about how these function. So again, with this particular system, you're going to get four cameras and the DVR. You're going to get full 1080p HD images, and these work well both day and night. You are going to get buffered streaming, which is great, H265, which is going to be actually better. Yes, you can check these out on your monitor, on your PC, which I like. I like security cameras that I can go on my PC or my laptop and not on my smartphone and just leave that on and monitor the security. So that's a big advantage. The other thing that, yes, you will be able to use their app, is I'm going to do now and see these cameras using your smartphone. So that's good. This is what the back of these devices look like. This is an 8-channel DVR, digital video recording system. So you have inputs for up to 8 cameras. They are going to include 4 cameras with this, but you can see right here, they have 8, what I call pops, 8 inputs, or you can put in a total of 8 cameras. And these will take pretty much any type of camera, which is nice. Yes, there is the digital app that you can load onto any smartphone, Android or iOS, doesn't matter. It works really well for motion detection. You can customize, as I said, where you want the cameras to detect and automatically start recording and automatically tell you that something is going on. And of course, you have that smart app. So this is a real nice kit. These cameras are 100% waterproof. They're made for outdoor. You also can use them indoor. So these are really, really nice devices. This is some other brands, but you kind of get to see what they look like. There's a good close-up of the camera, and that's the exact one that we're going to take a peek at in a minute. And these are used in hotels, supermarkets, offices, farms, wherever you want. I employ in certain situations both these wired cameras and the Wi-Fi. That way I'm covered, and I typically will never be down unless there's an internet outage, which I can't help. Here is the information. I'll put this up on the website. And I think what I'd like to do now is let's take a look at the Anki app, and we'll actually take a look at the camera looking at the driveway. So let me see if I can... bring that up here. So here is my smartphone, and let me go on to the switcher here and see if we can bring that up. Here we go. So there is the actual picture of a truck that's in the driveway, and you can see the magnification of this. No problem. You can see it's a truck. You can see everything pretty clear. As a matter of fact, in the far right, lower right-hand corner, you'll actually see a leaf of a tree. So this is what this looks like. This is actually live, and this is the Anki camera. And this is the wired camera. Again, there's a wire going directly from the camera to the actual VCR. And don't let that bother you. It's pretty simple. Now what I'm going to do is actually go into my iPhone here, and I am going to actually bring up the DigiCam that we talked about. Okay, so there we have it. There is the DigiCam. You get a little bit better wide-angle view. Let's take this off let me orient that right for you. There you go. So there you can see pretty much the same view. Obviously, the advantage of this, but oh, there's actually someone going there. So you can see that this is totally live and looks like he is out of there. So you can be the judge, and I'm going to real quickly flip back to the Anki. Let's see if I can get that up before that truck leaves. There we go. I just got it. There you have it, if you will. You can see that the quality of the cameras are very, 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 very close. And for the price, I mean, for the price, $106, including four cameras and the DVR. Phenomenal buy. Phenomenal buy. And there are a lot of advantages. One, the output of this DVR right here, this will connect right up to an HDMI monitor. So you can use your computer monitor, your TV set, and it will give you security. Other thing that I love about these systems is the software that comes built in with this will show you all eight cameras at the same time. It will turn on if there's motion in one particular camera. It will record if you so desire 24/7 and store it. You don't have to worry about it. You can go onto the internet on your smartphone or on your PC and play back that image. You can download that image. These are quite versatile, and I'll tell you, for the money, they're tough to beat. They're tough to beat. Now, I know a lot of people would be worried, if you will, about the wire that goes from your camera to the actual DVR, and that requires two components. It requires a video wire, and it also requires power. Next week or the week after, I'll get into that, but it's really very simple to hook up. These systems come with a little power supply, and you're just going to plug things in. So as long as you can route your wires up on the roof or around the house and tack them in, it's a little work. It's a little work to hook these up. Don't you know, be fooled. It's not like that nice Wi-Fi camera where you just, you know, mount it and, you know, get it to talk to your Wi-Fi and boom, boom, no wires, you're done. Totally different application, but literally 99.999% reliable. So you may want to check that out. It's an option, and boy, is it affordable. All right, let us and tomatoes get back into the thick of things and talk about some apps and some functional software that you may want to download. This is a killer. This is free, and it hasn't been free, I don't think, ever. You used to be paying for this. But this is called ZipDrive. Turn your computer into a personal edge cloud and access your files securely. There are a bunch of tier levels ranging from a free program to a purchase, and even the purchases will give you more, obviously, opportunities to use the software, but you may not need that. I actually, and you know me, have signed up for the totally free version, and wow, it's great. So, you know, what is this? What does it do? Well, first of all, it will stream all your files, folders, and media on your computer, fully available from a web browser or a mobile device. Yeah, so it's like your own cloud for free. Yeah, you'll be able to share via the web or mobile, securely share the files and folders on your computer with the share link via the web device, and this is pretty secure. Also, you can stream music and videos, access the entire media collection located on all your computers. You can stream the media files as well as move them, delete them, organize them from anywhere, from your PC, from your Mac, from your iPhone, from your Android phone. This is free, dudes. Access external and map drives with ZipDrive remotely. Stream, edit, play, and share files from any map drive or external hard drive connected to your computer, which means you have unlimited storage. If you want to buy, you know, a 10 terabyte drive, you can stream from that using this software. Oh my God. Search for files. It allows you to search your desktop or anywhere to find what files you want. This will work with MS Office. Oh my God. Secure access, trusted devices. This goes on and on and on. Fast uploads. You can upload to it. You can download from it. I don't know why you wouldn't sign up for this. And here are the pricing tiers. You can sign up for $9.95 a year. Come on, that's pretty reasonable. And it shows you the difference. This does limit it to a transfer of 5 gigabytes data per month. That's a lot of data, and you may not need a transfer. Unlimited local network and data transfers, search with one computer, blah, blah, blah. You can go up and see the side-by-side comparison. Wow, it's pretty cool. It really is. And if you select that free plan, you can't beat the price. Can't beat the price on that. All right. I am frequently asked, what do I use as a password manager? I have to confess, I never used password managers until maybe 2 years ago. And then at one point, one day I got up and I had so many passwords to so many different things, I couldn't remember them. So I would write them down and then I'd have to find the book, and it was a pain in the neck. So being cheap like I am, I use Bitwarden. Bitwarden has, again, many different tier levels depending upon the options that you select you need. And of course, I selected the free version. So this will do pretty much everything that you want. I highly doubt that you will need to use the paid version. But if you do, people, it's $1 a month. And if you buy it by the year, $10 a year. Cheap enough. This does everything, man. Unlimited vault items, syncs your passwords all across your device, a secure password generator, and self-hosting option. That will do it pretty much for the free version, and I don't think you're going to need anything else but that. But if you do, if you want to get a 1 gigabyte encrypted file and a 2-step login, it's definitely more secure. I don't need that. I don't have anything that is that valuable that I utilize with this Bitwarden software. But if you're looking for a very high quality, very good, very robust password manager, I think Bitwarden is a very reasonable choice. All right. Now, I, like everybody else, get a bazillion scam calls, sales calls, robocalls a day. It is so bad, I'm not kidding you, on my phone for the last 2 weeks, I refuse to answer a number that I don't recognize. I figure if they want me, they're going to leave a message. And even with the messages now, with the voicemail, I am finding 6 or 7 voicemails a day with the robocalls giving me voicemail. It drives me out of my skull. I have not found a robo denier caller software yet that works for any price, including free. They don't work. So this brings me to the reverse lookup number. If you get an annoying call, and I get a lot of them, if you want to find out who is actually at the other end of that number, this is a free lookup service that you just put the number in on this Z lookup site, and pretty much it will do a good job. It's free, and it will do what's called a reverse lookup. So you put the number in on this website and it will tell you where the number is located, unless it's a private number. Another route that you may be interested in is Zaba Search. This is free. This works very good too. When you see these things going, oh, searching this, searching that, and you see all these little meters going up, you know it's going to cost you money, and it may be worth it to you. I have a friend of mine, I kid you not, she calls me once a month. I do it automatically for her now. She's an elderly woman, doesn't have internet, but she wants to see if her ex-husband of, I think, 25 years ago is dead, so she can collect his Social Security. And every month I run this search to find out if the dude is still living. And I guess, unfortunately for her, he's alive. But these searches are kind of neat, and some of them are totally free. Some of them say they're free and they're not free. But these two, both the Zaba and the Z Lookup, I have used, and they're pretty good. Now, here's an app for the iOS called AppsCon Free and Daily Tips. You probably want to subscribe to this, but this will give you high-quality paid apps for free and personal answers to a zillion iOS questions. All you have to do is ask them. They'll answer the questions. And every day, they show you the tons of new apps that are available on the iOS, and also what is free. So this is pretty simple to subscribe to, and I definitely recommend it. All right. A lot of stuff today. We're playing catch up. This website is called iOS Snoops, and this is a neat utility application for the iOS. It's called Secret Photo Lock, and what this will do is it will keep your files secure, and you have to put your own password to get in them. It locks them. So it's great for photo collections, create an album, save your timelines, things that you want to keep private. You can import, share, delete, export your photos. It's also good for videos, which is nice. And if you have a need to keep some of your files private, then this may be the answer for you. Here's another app that I actually like. This is called Yo Free Samples. Yo Free Samples. I will include this in the show notes, and this just gives you some places where you can get all kinds of stuff free. So if you have nothing to do or you're bored while this pandemic is going on and you don't know what to search on or whatever, you might as well get some free stuff. Beauty samples, food samples, money saving blog, all kinds of insane things. And it's an interesting website, and it also shows you tons and tons of interesting websites that and apps that you may want to take a peek at. Now, this next app is called Phone Drive, File Storage and Sync. I had used this for a while, a short while. It works fine. What this will do is make your iPhone essentially a file storage stick, if you will, like a USB stick. And it allows you to upload and download and share your files and things like that. It works well, but you know, I don't have that much room on my iPhone that I want to use it as a stick. There are some situations when I'm trying to move files that it does help me in that regard. So that's why I would use that. But if you have room and don't have tons of apps like I do, this may be a very interesting alternative for you. And it's also 100% free. Now, this app is really relevant because of the pandemic. And if you're sitting in a doctor's office, hopefully you're not, or just going lunatically insane. I just made a new word, lunatically. This is a Maze Path of Light. I kind of like this. I have very few games. I don't think I have four games total on my phones, if that. But this is one of them, and I do have Gems. I think it's called Gems, where you click on it and you hit all these little diamonds and sapphires. Anyway, this is a cool thing to do. It's a puzzle, and it's fun, and it's graphic. It gets 4.9 stars, and plus it's free. So check that out. Now, this last app of the day is called Soma FM Radio Player. This is a cool app. It's free right now. Check this out. Usually it's a subscription, but I think right now it's free. Soma FM's official app gives you access to over 30 year-round channels for listener-supported, commercial-free. That's what I like about it. Commercial-free underground alternative radio with all the music handpicked by our award-winning DJs and music directors. Lifehacker.com calls Soma FM one of the best 5 internet radio services around. So check this out. This is an interesting app. If you want some different kind of music and you hate commercials, this very well may be something that you'll find interesting and free. You know, everybody likes free. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor today. Tomorrow, I am finally interviewing those folks that have that cool water detection system. Everything was kind of pushed up a week, but I will do the interview tomorrow. And then next week, we'll actually have the device and the people on board to take a look at that. And I think you're going to find that pretty interesting. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.